And you're listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. I'm Wes. I'm your host here at the wonderful All Action Sports Radio. And we're in our skiing segment with SBC Skier Magazine editor Jeff Schmuck. Jeff, with the Olympics and kind of like the inauguration of free skiing making its moment, which, by the way, was even more dramatic than snowboarding, I thought, competition-wise. How does this change the landscape going forward with these athletes? I mean, we saw the whole thing with Shaun White passing on the X Games, different events, and even passing on an event during the Olympics. What's this going to do to athletes going forward in preparation for the Olympics for Seoul?
I don't think it's going to change a lot of their mindsets too much, to be honest, because I think everybody's looking at it as, you know, an event that takes place every 4 years, albeit a very big event, and you know, exposure-wise and pressure-wise and notoriety-wise and all that. But you know, I think you're going to see these guys get back to business as usual. You know, like we talked about during X Games, none of these guys grew up really necessarily dreaming of going to the Olympics. They grew up dreaming of winning X Games. So I think they're going to go back into the motions, do X Games, do tour, and just keep on keeping on. And when South Korea rolls around in a couple of years, then we'll see more of the same of what we saw this year. People doing Grand Prix, really focusing their efforts for a chance to get on the team.
But it seemed to me that the athletes felt, a little bit pushed, a little bit like things weren't done the way they were accustomed to. Maybe it was Vice, maybe it was the Olympic people putting it together. It just didn't seem to have the same class and touch as the X Games, you know, as the U.S. Open, as these other events. And I think for these riders, maybe either they're going to put their foot down or they're going to be like, hey, I want to be in a better place where I can be successful.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple factors that went into that. There was a lot of unknowns going into the Olympics because this is the first time free skiing's been involved. So a lot of what-ifs, you know, not really sure how it was going to all play out. You know, a second factor is that at the end of the day, with all due respect to the Olympic Games, it's not, and what we've seen over the course of halfpipe and slopestyle is not the most accurate representation of the highest level of our sport, because we have competitors like Tom Walsh, McCrae Williams, Simon Dumont, who aren't there. So we don't have every single one of those guys who's the best due to the quota spots with, you know, four per gender, per discipline, per country. So I think that took away from it a little bit. And then also, you know, free skiing is just a small part of the beast that is the Olympic Games, where X Games, it's skiing, snowboarding, and snowmobiling, and there's a lot more spotlight, you know, shining down upon them. So to have it be a smaller piece of the puzzle in the grand overall scheme of things, I think just, you know, going back to what I said earlier, I think it's another event, albeit a very big one and very important for these athletes to, I'd say more so than anything, represent their sport and their nations.
You know, now that these guys are now a part of an Olympic event going forward, I guess they're going to have bigger sponsors, you know, and bigger names on their skis, on their chest.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And whatnot, looking at that payout. I mean, some people thought Shaun White was, like, protecting his brand by not participating. Do you see David Weiss going in that direction?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's already sponsored by Visa and, as of a couple of days ago, McDonald's.
Woo!
And then Torin is sponsored by Visa, Kellogg's, Ros Groenewald is up here in Canada, is sponsored by Target, who's been a part of the sport for a long time now.
Yeah.
Visa, BMW. So we're going to see these corporate entities leak into the sport, pump more money into it, which, you know, on the competitive side of things, I think is good. These guys can't ski forever, you know, and if they can make a comfortable living for as many years as possible off of skiing and before the time comes for them to hang it up, then that's great. And if they want to pour money into events as well, that's cool too.
That's hot. Hey, good news. Hey, good tip on that McDonald's, Jeff Schmuck. Hey, man, I'll check you out on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, you're listening to All Action Sports Radio, and we have more, more, more. I wish I had a shilling.
senseless.